This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Yeah, happy Thursday to you. You are indeed in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. You heard the man, John Lopez, Reginald Atula, Figgy Fig, hanging out with you. But it's also you involved when you get involved on the text line, 713-572-4610. There's also the Mo Karam Injury Lawyer live streams, both on the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, and on Twitch, 610 Houston. How you feeling, man? Like, it's been a
I'm feeling great. Huh? What a night. What a day. And just for the record, that Reggie Miller chokes. That might be my favorite one, just because it's just on a personal level, it's just awesome. It's great memories of being out there watching that one, and then of course watching it on TV last night. I'm feeling great, man.
Do you want to go ahead and talk about this? Because it feels like
no, I'm good, man.
Was watching that game live. Obviously, the fellas were just mentioning this, and it's just, I mean, I've had so much fun watching these playoffs, but not just these ones. I don't know how many people were in the same situation I was watching this at a sports bar. The Stars also facing off in the NHL playoffs.
Yeah, they were done, weren't they?
some people might have thought. Some people might have thought that they were done. And in the NHL playoffs there, the Oilers in the Western Conference Finals there were up 3-1 going into the third period. And the Stars end up with a 6-3 victory. They had their own kind of comeback kids thing going. And they've been doing this in the same way that the Pacers have, in a similar way like the Knicks have. And that kind of got me to this question of like, Who have been the real comeback kids of this playoff season? I got stats for you. But then the secondary portion of this, when I get you these stats, is have you thought about the fact that both of these teams, both of these places, like you look at the Dallas Stars, you look at the Indiana Pacers, and they are both from metropolises that Houston like hates for one reason or another. And as I was looking at this, I was like, do you have any hate in your heart for these? Or like, does this just exist separately from the hates that we typically have with Dallas and Indy?
Yeah, see, now Dallas hate is legitimate, first of all, and justified, in my view anyway. But the point you made there, to me, is where it is. Like, I don't want Dallas to have any fun, so I guess I don't want that to happen more. But it's really just a different category. It's hockey, man.
And that's the thing, right? Hockey. It feels like it would be an easy answer if you just go, Indy, I mean,
yeah.
It's not the Colts, right? The Colts are in your division. That's why you hate them.
Yeah.
The Pacers are not only in your division in basketball, they're in the other conference. Mm-hmm. You don't really have to think about them. But there's no – Dallas, it's not that they're playing hockey, you're not. It's that they're in Dallas,
yeah,
right?
That's the thing. If I had to pick one, I'd be like, yeah, no. No, not Dallas. We don't want you to have nice things.
but they have been phenomenal. I was just telling you, right? Like, that is a team that they came into that game – and they, you know, they end up down 3-1 going into the final period, and they do something that is like largely unusual, being the first team in Stanley Cup playoff history to earn like multiple wins, mind you, in regulation after being down 2+ goals in the third period in a single playoff year, including this one where they score 5 goals in a single period to end the game. Like, they were down 2 and they were like, that's not enough. It's not just I'm coming back. I'm actually going to bury you by the time that this thing ends here.
Yeah.
And I found that to be wildly interesting. And it's not the first time. I think it's like probably the third time in my mind, or maybe the second time that they've had these types of comebacks compared to the Pacers, who, I mean, they've done this quite a bit as well through the playoffs. And then also the Knicks have done, I mean, they had a couple of 20-point comebacks against the Celtics in their run that's been kind of crazy. Who for you, taking those things in, and I give you more, like talking about the Pacers, they're now 1 in 970 because NBA teams before were 0 in 970 when down 14 or more points in the last 250 of regulation over the last 27 seasons. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the Pacers break that. Since the 96-97 season, teams have trailed that have trailed by 7-plus points in the final 50 seconds of the fourth quarter or overtime are 4 in 172. Three of those wins are by the Indiana Pacers this season.
This year.
Right. Where are you looking at as the real comeback kids of this playoff season right now?
Well, it's got to be the Pacers for that last stat that you just said alone. But the Knicks are right there. I mean, you're not wrong about that. Here's the thing about the Indiana Pacers, though. I'm not a Pacers fan, but I have some fond memories of covering those runs back in the day, and I'm really enjoying what they're doing this year. But another reason is, like, the Indiana Pacers and the Indianapolis Colts might as well be in two different cities as far as I'm concerned. Because the Colts are, like, you see them all the time. You play them all twice a year at least. You have a big history with them. Rivalry and all. Pacers are just like, you're just watching basketball.
Right?
Yeah, it's just basketball.
But one thing I will say, though, is like sometimes, especially in basketball, is a sport where we have moved even more towards the individuals and the players being the faces of the things, the guys that we talk about, as opposed to kind of more the entity.
Mm-hmm.
The Pacers do at least have a guy that you look at and you go, I genuinely hate that man. And it's a dude who I share a name with.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Reggie Miller.
I love Reggie Miller.
Okay, so you're in.
I love Reggie
I feel
Miller.
Like there's not really in-betweens when it comes to Reggie Miller as a player, right? We're not talking about Reggie Miller as a broadcaster. That's a whole different.
That's a whole different hate.
But Reggie Miller as a player exists in a place where it's either you loved his game or you hated the way that he played. Like, he was one of the OG floppers, right? With that kick out when it came to shooting and drawing that foul.
Well, he kind of was a pioneer. You know, in terms of the flop like that on a jump shot.
100%.
You know, most flops have been on charges. But like,
absolutely.
You know, but in terms of like on a shot, I would venture to say he's a pioneer. Here's why I love Reggie Miller. Because me just being a basketball fan, just basketball in general, smooth, man. That dude is so smooth. He was, as a player, just silky smooth, beautiful shot, take it from anywhere. And oh, by the way, I love guys that can actually back it up. You know, like they talk. They gesture, as we're talking about, you know, here, and that'll be our question of the day, and backing it up. You know, I knew him a little bit just covering the games, but I'm not a big fan of him one way or the other. I just love that dude's game.
Yeah, and so I think this question comes up on the text line. I think this is one that's worth asking in this moment where with the Knicks is the NBA back, right? Like the theatrics of this particular postseason. That, I mean, last night was definitely a big thing, but I don't think that it was the only thing by any means. And it's something that I've kind of been throwing out there, and it feels more and more the case, especially with the juxtaposition that we had last night between that Stars comeback and the Pacers comeback. It worked, and I saw the juxtaposition because literally it was on TVs right next to each other. It's been NHL-ified where no game feels like, all right, well, this is done now and I can go to bed. I can turn this thing off. And I think that that's one of those things that the NBA had been losing of late or, you know, in the last, I don't know, decade or so, as people felt like, I know what's going to happen. I'm still not certain how much, like, I believe that that is something that actually turns everybody off from this. But at the very least, if I'm to take people at their word to say that that is something that they disliked, it seems like that is not really what the NBA has right now. They have this situation where at any given point, this game can switch up very, very quickly.
This has been just a wildly entertaining postseason. And is the NBA back? Let's see. Let's wait and see. Yeah, I think that's the right answer. It's wildly entertaining, as I said. You know, there's a little more star power, that familiarity, you know, not just LeBron and, oh, I hate this or I hate that or the game is this or that. It's getting there. Maybe that's a better answer. It's getting there. I don't know if it's there yet because you still have regular season. That's been a problem for viewership and fans. So let's see how that goes.
All right. So we talk about the clutch of it. I also want to give credit to Tyrese Haliburton, who is now 11 of 12 on shots to tie or take the lead in the last 2 minutes of a game this season.
That's ridiculous. That is just...
Like, he's becoming this guy.
Yes.
Is he still overrated to these players?
I have a feeling that if that because what you're referencing is The Athletic, or was it The Athletic? I believe it was The Athletic, did a player poll where they asked various questions, and one of the questions that they're in was, who is the most overrated player in the league? And, of course, Tyrese Haliburton won that, and he's proceeded to bust everybody in Nate Keister all the way through.
The thing that's amazing about that stat you just said is like Kobe is supposed to be this killer, right? His numbers were good, but they weren't even close in the last 2 minutes.
You say that they were good.
Well,
if you go look at like the clutch numbers,
like good, like average, you know, but in terms of like the actual last 2 minutes clutch numbers, as you're talking about, it's just that he hit some really, really big ones that are memorable.
And now
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Now Tyrese has like a few of them.
He's got 11 out of 12.
Yeah, he's got, but that goes all the way to the regular
season.
Breaking
news, he's better than Kobe Bryant.
He's got a few of these that are coming through here in the postseason where I mean, I guess ostensibly everybody is watching, and now he has it on like an Eastern Conference final stage. Mm-hmm. Like this is a very wild place to be for them. So man, that has been fun. And then of course, when I talk about like the comeback kid of it all, and I think you know, I'm leaning into the Pacers here as well. Like I know Rantanen has had like multiple hat tricks in this way to try and get the Dallas Stars cool there, and that's all great. Like even a natural hat trick, I think is what they call it.
Yeah.
Brother, did you see Aaron Nesmith? Are you familiar with the one Aaron Nesmith? You might not be if you're not a basketball sicko. Like another one of the guys that they have out of that 2020 draft. 6 3-pointers in the fourth quarter. In order to like,
and that's another one of those hasn't happened in forever or ever. You know, the stats that's out there. Six,
like these are, and I hate to say it because it just came in on the text line. Somebody said it's better than James Harden. Yeah, man, James doesn't have like this amount of kind of like clutch moments. Sad to say, as good of a player as he is and was for for the Rockets in that time period. Like it is wild to look up and see that this is very, very different all the way around. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and so from the 8-3-2, it's been entertaining. They say, except for OKC. All right, where do you fall on this as we're talking about the
now
NBA playoffs?
What, you know, of all the teams, like Sean hates the Knicks. I don't want the Oklahoma City Thunder to get anything.
Okay, so like, nothing. Where does your hatred lie? Because again,
I
started this segment because I was looking at this and I go, Houston hates Dallas inherently. Dallas hates Houston. Houston hates Dallas. It's just kind of how this is. We know what it is, right? We could take this to many different facets.
Yeah.
We're not going to see eye to eye. The Houston hates Indy for the fact of the Colts, right? And, of course, Peyton Manning being unreasonably good in a way that, you know, stood in the Texans' way. All right. But neither of those teams, it feels like the Stars I was talking about earlier, but really the Pacers, have really risen to that level. So do you have a sports hate in this? Like, especially if you are watching, because it feels like when you're watching something, having somebody to hate helps.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
And for you, is it really OKC?
It's OKC. I mean, there's nothing really to hate about any of these teams remaining, you know, including the hockey, which, like I said, I don't really care.
Sure,
it's almost like a different hemisphere. But the Pacers, I think it's a terrific story. Halliburton, of course, the comebacks, all that stuff we're talking about.
Rick Carlisle.
Oh, yeah, Rick Carlisle. The Knicks, I guess they would be number two, but I don't want Oklahoma City Thunder to have anything.
Are you here hating on the Knicks just because they're the Knicks? Is it the Knicks fans?
It's
Tom Thibodeau.
It's Tom Thibodeau.
It's the way that he goes about this, huh?
Yeah, it's Tom Thibodeau. That's the biggest reason I hate the Knicks.
He loved running his players into the ground.
What was that number that you were given earlier?
So I was thinking about this because I was like, how did we get to this point? And because the Knicks have been a very good defensive team this postseason. But one of the things that happened in that game, they were good defensively up until they weren't in the fourth quarter. And that's part of what allowed, you know, Aaron Nesmith to get off these crazy shots, at Tyrese Halliburton to have that step back almost three pointer to tie the game and allow him to get, you know, talk his talk in a way. They were, you know, you started seeing mental lapses from a team defensively that had been very good. You started seeing them not rise to the level on pick and rolls. You started seeing them miss kind of some assignments, allow things to happen in transition, things of that nature. And that, to me, points to fatigue, a fatigue that I will raise my hand and say I didn't think that they were going to have to deal with to the same extent this year, because I thought that they were better in depth. But depth don't matter if your coach won't use it.
Yeah.
And looking at for the playoffs of the teams that remain, right, minutes per game, the top five guys, again, of the teams that remain in the playoffs in minutes per game, all of them are New York Knicks.
All five.
And so I do wonder do you believe more in that as being some level of precursors of what might happen in the rest of the series, because this is just game one? Or do you then go to Tyrese Halliburton did the choke, right, that in reminiscence of Reggie Miller, who was in the building, which was kind of cool.
Pointing at him.
Right, pointing at him. Do you then go back to that series? Remember that Reggie Miller and the Pacers lost that one?
They lost the series.
Yes.
And it was back. Yeah. No, they lost the series. But here's the difference with the Knicks in this case. You know, losing at home the way they did. Now, if you're going to get back in the series, you're talking 5, 6 games, 7 games. And they were already, you pointed this out, they were fatigued in the fourth quarter in game one after this big playoff run. And that's why I don't like the Knicks, because of Thibodeau and what he's doing.
All right, so the 8-3-2, hate the Knicks because of Oakley and Anthony Mason. Oh, you go all the way there.
Yeah.
7-1-3, it's not that I hate OKC. They're just so boring. Reminds me of San Antonio. In your face, Lopez. Because I think he's just talking about the city. I don't think he's just talking about the Spurs. I think he means the city as a whole.
I don't care for the city like that. I actually like the team a little bit, OKC.
Oh, yeah?
Just off the strength of they draft so well, and I felt like that's probably
who are the people that go, I love this team because of their draft acumen.
No, I'm just saying,
be for real right now.
They didn't go out to try to get LeBron, Paul George, and James Harden on one team.
No, that's fair.
They build from the ground up. They stay low and build.
No, that's
so I kind of like seeing that, man, because I hate the.
But
big
we're talking group. About like guttural instincts, like just your feeling. No, I get it.
I kind of like how they got so far like this without trying to trade a million first round picks for Giannis or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Somebody said SGA is a free throw merchant, which is ironic because I supported Harden. Plus, they're just corny. I hear you.
It's funny when they're on the other side.
I hear you on some level of corny. There's actually stats to indicate that he is not even close to being like the free throw merchant that we claim him to be.
He's just really good at flopping. Like, he's good at it.
The body, and that's one of the things that's tough, is because it puts me at odds with the people who are like really frustrated with him when it comes to that. Because yes, I don't think anybody loves the idea of like, hey, getting out here, working the system.
Yeah, but he's good at it.
The fact that he has the level of body control that he does is wild to me.
Like, there was a good play last night where he hit the guy and got the call. Like, he hit.
Oh, no. And I believe it was Nikhil Alexander Walker, who is his cousin.
Yeah.
So, like, this is not only just like a level of crime against the game. This is family crime. They're going to talk about this at Thanksgiving. I bet he called his auntie, like, auntie, your son out here tripping. But yes, a very, very fun, very, very fun, playoff season, because all sorts of comebacks, both in the NBA and NHL. Tap in, man. It's been very fun. But yeah, I'm interested in the sports hate as well. And kind of intrigued that people are here for this Pacers thing. We'll see how that keeps going right here in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, the Astros had a day game yesterday, and unfortunately it was not a good one. They get away from Tampa, but they lose that series after the 8-4 loss. So they're back in Houston playing against the Seattle Mariners. We know that there's another pitcher that is possibly maybe veering towards an IL stint. So all of that comes together, and I have to ask, what are your expectations, or have rather your expectations for the Astros changed at this point? And what are they exactly? 713-572-4610. We'll do that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.